As the families of those shot dead by British soldiers in Ballymurphy and Belfast were taking in the news that after 50 years their loss was unjustified, Queen Elizabeth was setting out the British government's plan to make a law to protect former soldiers who had served in Northern Ireland from prosecution. But the speech and related documents provided no detail on the plan. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan reports from Westminster, where, as the House of Commons was debating the Queen's speech, three former armed forces ministers discussed the plan in the Commons Defence Committee, including Johnny Mercer, who resigned 3 weeks ago over the government's failure so far to bring forward the legislation.
You cannot, in law, legislate to protect one group of people over another. Okay, there is no equality here. There is no sort of equivocation between terrorists and those who served in the military. But whether we like it or not, we are all equal under the law. And so, you know, is this an amnesty to terrorists? Of course it's not. Because if the evidence is there, right, these people will be prosecuted. So,
it has
to be equal. It has to be fair.
Very different language to what was being pursued under my time. There was never, ever a consideration to expand that out to those civilians on the other side of this equation. It was always focusing on veterans and to support those. And the statute of limitations, when we spoke to other MPs and colleagues and so on, let's protect our veterans. It wasn't anything to do with those who got caught up on the other side.
Yeah.
Committee Chair Tobias Elwood believed there'd been a policy shift extending protection to paramilitaries.
And it's interesting that you're expanding that out now, which is, I suspect, where the government is now about to go.
Well, it's always been my view, Chair. It's always been my view about Iraq and Afghanistan. You cannot legislate to protect one side in this. You've never been able to. And neither would I seek to.
It's about fairness for everybody.
I
don't doubt you, what you're saying here today, but can you confirm, though, that that wasn't the government's intent up to today? Because I'm not aware of it at all. In all the discussions I've had, I'm not aware of an intention to equal this out.
If I'm completely honest, Chair, that there hasn't been any real, deliberate, constructive, informed and really professional conversations about legacy that I've seen within government. Because if you try and get a policy like that off the starting blocks, can we protect people just because they served in the military? It is unlawful. And so anybody who operates in this space understands that's never going to get off the starting block.
Johnny Mercer then set out the principles for a new law as he saw them.
If you can all agree on a set of principles, for example, where new evidence exists, you know, that we will prosecute people, okay, and we won't have an amnesty because we don't want people going around bragging, committing murder, okay, there are mechanisms in place. For example, the presumption not to prosecute that Geoffrey Cox came up with as Attorney General is very effective. You have a qualified statute of limitations, which is not a statute of limitations. It is a qualified statute of limitations. These sort of mechanisms, you can bring them in, but you need people who are leading that policy who really understand it and understand the detail.
Tobias Elwood said that what was now being proposed by the government was new.
What we've heard today, which we can now move on to, is the fact that the statute of limitations that's being proposed is for everybody. It's for the victims. It's also those who are non in uniform and those in uniform. That's the big difference between what is being proposed in the Queen's speech today and where we were before.
Mr. Elwood said an article in the London Times at the weekend pointed to the new policy, but this was challenged by Mark Francois.
The Times trail on this on the weekend, which absolutely talked about the fact that there's going to be a new form of statute of limitations, but it will not just focus on veterans, which would be unacceptable to the Sinn Féin and therefore would not get through the Northern Ireland Assembly.
None of us will know what is actually proposed until we've seen the bill. With respect, that's the whole point.
Well, that's what I'm putting to...
Just because someone in the Times has written something and they've had a briefing from a SPAD doesn't mean it's true.
Well, it wasn't a SPAD. I'm not going to get into a debate with you. We're here to question the former minister to say that, as a direction I received from the MOD, is that this is direction of travel. Would you
but
be
it's not their bill,
Chair. Mark, you, please...
That's the point, isn't it?
Mark, forgive me.
Gavin Robinson of the DUP said the idea of extending cover beyond the army and police had been part of previous committee reports.
But the clear distinction was that the state has an obligation under Article 2 to investigate. And where that obligation has been discharged, they should move on. There are many terrorists who have evaded justice over the last 40 years who have not been questioned, never mind made amenable before the criminal justice system. And that's the distinction. Mm. Not that there should be an amnesty, but for those who have been satisfactorily investigated, move on. For those that haven't, they should still face justice.
Johnny Mercer said his contacts with families in Northern Ireland led him to this conclusion.
In the round, most families want to know what happened.
Yes.
They do not want to see 90-year-olds in prison for stuff they don't remember.
That was Johnny Mercer, the former British Armed Forces Minister, ending that report by our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.